Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Our new partnership set to redefine athletics in New South Wales ahead of 2024 Olympic Games. Athletics is one of the most popular participation sports in Australia. Athletics is one of the most popular participation sports in Australia. But in New South Wales, there has been a divide between Athletics New South Wales and Little Athletics New South Wales for more than half a century. With the 2024 Olympics just around the corner, having a streamlined and unified pathway for Australian athletics to develop and participate and compete is crucial. Athletics New South Wales and Little Athletics New South Wales announced a new partnership to provide the first single athletics offering in New South Wales for 56 years, enhancing and simplifying the experience for athletics of all ages and abilities. With that, I'm going to catch up with Jan now with Chris Giles, CEO of Little Athletics New South Wales.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be able to join you to talk to you about this new partnership.
Thank you, Chris. Can you tell us about the new partnership?
This new partnership between Little Athletics New South Wales and Athletics New South Wales sets up a new environment for athletics in this state. It creates a single pathway and a single membership offering for all athletics members from tiny tots all the way through to masters members, and creates a unified competition structure supported by two long-standing organisations with the athletes at the centre of all decision-making.
Thanks, Chris. What does this mean for existing members of the organisation and athletics in New South Wales?
Members and athletes at their local centre or club level will see very little difference. They will continue to engage in the activities and membership benefits of their local clubs in the same way they always have. But when it comes to their engagement with the organisation and their pathways, they will be presented with a single opportunity, a one-stop shop in terms of where they join and where they engage with the organisations, and a single set of events and competitions in which to participate right across the spectrum of the sport.
In what ways do you anticipate this partnership enhancing the overall experience of athletes and their families?
This partnership brings together the strengths of both of our organisations and allows us to leverage the expertise that each organisation has to provide absolutely amazing participation and grassroots opportunities, as well as competitions and high performance opportunities that allows us to grow and thrive in the sport of athletics in New South Wales.
That's Chris Giles, CEO of Little Athletics New South Wales. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, now we're going to catch up a yarn now with Christian Renford, CEO of Athletics New South Wales. Christian, thank you.
Thanks for having me on today.
How will the partnership benefit the overall athletics community in New South Wales?
For over 50 years, the athletics community has actually become accustomed to an unnecessary level of inefficiency and duplication. Feedback from the community has been clear in that they've wanted to see improvements from the governing bodies, and we've responded to that today with a single public-facing offering that shifts some of the burdens of the members and their clubs to the governing bodies who are best equipped to deal with them. The public-facing offering really just forms three simple parts. It's our club centre affiliation process, one single New South Wales Athletics membership, and a very clear New South Wales Athletics Championships pathway.
Christian, thank you. What will our competition opportunities championship pathways now look like for the athletes?
Well, there will now be a single competition and championship structure throughout the sport. So what this practically means is the removal of duplicate championships and champions, a more coordinated calendar of events, and most importantly, a unified set of rules and specifications across New South Wales that will allow continuous progression of the pathway from club and centre competitions all the way through to Australian championships.
And Christian, how does this partnership align with broader goals of both organisations?
Well, the broader goals and missions of Athletics New South Wales and Little Athletics New South Wales haven't really changed. Both organisations want to see the sport grow and they want to see the sport thrive. What will change, however, is the way that we go about achieving this. And this agreement allows us to move forward in a significantly more aligned way. And most importantly, putting the member, whether that be the club, an athlete, a future athlete, an official or a coach, at the centre of our decision making going forward.
Christian Renford, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me on.
That's Christian Renford, CEO of Athletics New South Wales. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay tuned. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
It's your boy MSP. Ecole. I asked that for worry. Worry belong island. Ecole, take me go biking, take me go biking for my island, oh my agar worry for you. Take me go biking,
She said, don't leave me here again, ma. I need you more than you could ever understand, ma. I'm broken and alone, I know we had a broken home. Stop thinking you need a man, ma. Getting chucked around the system, need to take my hand, ma. Wanna go home, but you're too selfish on that needle. Think you bad to the bone. Was once good, but you turn evil and I'm sick of these thoughts. Was I ever enough? It seems that all I was taught, but I was always too much. And all I want is your love, but you don't wanna come back. Yeah, you're too sick on that crack to comprehend the impact. I only see you for an hour every couple of weeks, and I'm going through so much trauma, I find it hard to just speak. He touching me in the dark, cause I'm not worthy of love, and I'll probably turn out like you, or laying up in a coffin. All I wanted was you, but I wasn't your problem. I guess I gotta figure out my own ways to just solve them. Want you to fight for me like you fight over drugs. Want you to fight for me, go ahead and fight for my love. Want you to die for me, but you just died on me. So now I'm standing in the mirror feeling real lonely. Sorry, mommy.
Fight for me, mama. Fight for me.
Fight for me.
Walking in the wild, building tyranny. The system and the drugs, they are killing me. Escaping from the system, but the system needs the drugs.
I should have been a mum and now I'm living with regret. Cause I passed on my trauma, I'm so sorry for the pain. But you feel in your heart, and if I could take it away, I would tear it all apart. I tear myself up every day, I wish I had my baby back. But when push came to shove, I didn't have my baby's back. I was caught up in the trap, I was fronting on your dad. And my demons came in masses, was too weak to fight them back. Don't blame me for what I did, put blame where it belongs. I did bad on my own, having you was never wrong. You were a blessing all along. Blind of Nick, I'll see, hating on who I am. Please don't ever be like me. I should have fought for you.
Fight for me, mama. Fight for me.
Fight for me.
Walking in the wild, building tyranny. The system and the drugs, they are killing me. Escaping from the system, but the system needs the drugs.
Chasing these drugs, I should have fought for you. I should have fought for your love, should have been there for you. It wasn't fair to you, and you're so strong, my baby, I couldn't compare to you. I should have fought for you. Instead of chasing these drugs, I should have fought for you. I should have fought for your love, should have been there for you. It wasn't fair to you, and you're so strong, my baby, I couldn't compare to you.
Hey, Mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Thank you.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Israel Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Telstra launches easy-to-use 3G SMS checker for customers to check if phone will work after 3G closes. With Telstra's 3G network scheduled to close on 30 June 24, Telstra are calling for customers to check if they need to upgrade their device. Telstra customers can text 3 to 3498 3GXT to receive a text back informing them if they need to take action. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Mike Morom, our Regional General Manager at Telstra. Mike, good morning. Thank you for coming to the program.
Thank you for having me here.
Can you tell us more about the upgrade on the 3G network?
So almost 5 years ago, we announced that we would turn off our 3G network. Now, we're just a few months out from the shutdown, and if you have a device that relies on 3G, you won't be able to connect to the Telstra network after the 30th of June this year. And look, while most 4 and 5G devices will be fine, some older mobile devices won't be able to make voice calls on our network after the 30th of June, even if they have 4 and 5G capability. If you use your device to make and receive calls, it must support voice calling over 4G, known as VoLTE, and have VoLTE enabled in the settings. We're urging Aussies to check their devices to see if they will be impacted and, if necessary, upgrade them now.
Thanks, Mike. Why is the network being switched off?
It's about providing a better experience for our customers. When 3G was launched about 20 years ago, we mainly used our mobile devices for calls, texting and accessing basic info online. Since then, technology and customer usage has significantly changed, and the network has as well. 3G actually accounts for just on 1% of our total network traffic these days, highlighting why now is a good time to repurpose the spectrum to support our 4 and 5G rollout. When we turn off 3G equipment around the country and we transition to 4 and 5G, your experience will continue to improve, but you'll need to upgrade your device to stay connected to our mobile network.
And Mike, how can Australians find out if they need to take action?
We've just released a really simple SMS checker tool for Telstra customers to find out if their mobile phone is impacted. Customers can send an SMS with the number 3 to 3498 or 3GXT and you will receive advice almost instantly. To stay connected to our network, you need to take action now. If the shutdown impacts you, you've probably already heard from us. But if you are unsure and you need to upgrade, it takes only seconds to send a free text message to 3498. We want to make it as simple as possible. So if you're not sure what to do next, first up, try the checker and SMS the number 3 to 3498, and it will tell you the next best steps to take. Or our 3G closure portal on our website, telstra.com, has all sorts of helpful information about the closure. And lastly, if you'd like to speak to someone, you can head into one of our stores or give us a call on 13200.
Mike Marone, thank you very much. Mike Marone, Regional General Manager at Telstra.
Thank you so much for giving us the time to go through this really important subject.
Stay tuned. This is your daily program, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black is the program. Stay tuned for more up-and-coming daily yarns.
We'll be right back. they know now.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Sisters and brothers, fishermen in their boats who finally get fish catch. Simple life, nothing can match. But I sense a change in the spirit place, from the stories of the heart and Mother Nature's face. I hear them talking as I lay back in the heat, as mouths run dry.
Yenda Banapi Bamanda, Yenda Bakatanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
You don't need a switch up, baby. Catch you in the breeze while you're rolling with me. Let your head out, baby. I ain't got what you need. I got all my love to give. Ain't no questions about that, baby. No questions, no, no questions. Ain't no doubt about who I answer your call. I can't leave you alone. I'm just letting you know I'm here, baby. The mind that good, then I gon' treat you better. Baby, I'm the one, see, baby, girl, you matter. In my eyes, you are so precious to me. Cause when you give me that high. You caught me by surprise from the first time. Feelings override when you pass by. Oh my, baby. So baby, anything you need, just holla. I'll be there to scoop you up, girl, I gotcha. But don't worry, I'm gonna get you real nice. Giving you all of the things. Switch up, babe. Catch you in the breeze while you're rolling with me. Let your head out, baby. I ain't got what you need. I got all my love to give. Ain't no questions about that, baby. No questions, no, no questions. No, no, no questions. I won't get away from ya. Girl, I'm just here to stay for ya. I'ma be on top it. I ain't gon' stop it. Be like me, how we gon' lock it? And if they come full speed, then we rock it. When the weight's too heavy, I'm spotting. Hold on tight to me, baby, don't let go. Got the whole thing running, so let's roll. No question. The answer that I need, no mention. Girl, you got my heart. And nothing will never.
Catch you in the breeze when you're rolling with me. Let your head out, baby.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, the cost of living, climate crisis, putting Australians' health at risk as temperature rises. A new survey from Sweltering Cities has revealed the seriousness impact that the summer's heat has had on Australians. Australians' health, that is. The 2024 summer surveys received more than 2,300 responses from people reporting their experience of heat over the summer. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up with Yana with Sophie Emder, and she's Victorian campaigner with the Victorian campaigning with Sweltering Cities. On the line, Sophie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing really well, thanks. It's a pretty warm day now in Melbourne, so it's a good day to talk about heat.
Yeah, sure, the heat is on, yes, and the heat is real, and global climate is real. Look, we need to look after Mother Earth, and they're looking at life on planet Mars. look after this planet first is what I always say, and you would coincide with that conversation, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I would say that we're definitely seeing a lot more resources and attention going to the extraterrestrial space than our own Earth, and that's the real problem.
Exactly. So let's talk about it. I mean, global climate is real, but we're talking about the heat and what have you. So we're talking about health risk as temperature rises for Australians. So give us a bit of background regarding the information you receive as surveys for this space, please.
Absolutely. So firstly, I want to say why we do this summer survey and why we've been doing this for the past few years. You know, we know that our summers are becoming harder and hotter and more difficult to deal with.
Yes.
And what we've heard from communities across the country for the last few years is that the heat is having extremely serious impacts on people's health, causing people's sleeplessness and stress, it's worsening people's chronic pain, it's hospitalizing people in really large numbers, and it's making people sick. And what we found in this year's survey is that how serious the impacts of heat are, especially for people with multiple risk factors, so people that are renting and living in poorly built, uninsulated homes without aircon, people with disabilities and chronic illnesses, and people who are most impacted by cost of living. These are the people that are having the most serious health impacts from heat.
So we could say in regard to that, Sophie, that houses that were built 20-odd years ago, 30-odd years ago, are not up to the standards of the climate we are facing today.
That is exactly true. And what we're finding is that when we ask people, what do you think we should do to make you and your family and your community safer during heat waves and on hot days, people say, we need our homes to be insulated. We need to have access to fans. We need curtains that can actually block out the heat. People want their homes to be able to keep them safe. And what we're seeing and what we saw in this survey is that people's homes are making them sick, not keeping them safe. And that was the biggest finding to come out of the survey.
So when we're talking about government houses, housing, that's the government's responsibility. But when we're talking about people who are renting, well, the owner of the house, the investor, so to speak, they should be doing due diligence, should they not?
Exactly, yes. People, we have hundreds of people that are telling us over and over again that, you know, during a heat wave, their air conditioner has broken down and they've tried to ask their landlord to fix the air conditioner and nothing's happened. Or people with broken windows, broken blinds. And these things might seem like small things, but if you're an 80-year-old living in a house that is not equipped to deal with the heat and your air conditioner breaks down during a heat wave and you're having to wait weeks or months to get it fixed, that can be life-threatening.
Big time. So with the information you've found that you receive with the 2024 summer survey, what do you do with that information, Sophie?
Yeah, so we had over 2,000 responses from people, which was fantastic. And what we're going to be doing with this information is taking it to decision makers. So, you know, we have these thousands of stories and solutions that people have told us of what they think could make themselves and their families safer during heat waves on hot days.
And some of them are fundamental solutions, aren't they?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So, you know, we have, you know, a lot of people saying that we need more shade, we need more, you know, cooler, safer streets, we need safer housing. So a lot of people, especially in Queensland, are telling us that they need, you know, mandatory insulation in their homes. People want more bubblers in public spaces. But we also will be taking these results to decision makers and saying that, you know, to keep communities safe, what governments need to do is address the root causes of vulnerability to increasing temperatures, so things like housing, what we've just been speaking about, poverty, infrastructure, and addressing climate change. So it's both of these short-term and big solutions that we need to be pushing for.
So this survey, information from the survey should be going to about 3-4 different ministers, is that right?
Yeah, we'll be taking it to ministers across the country. So from all of the areas that we got responses for, we will be sending out the survey to the relevant ministers.
And Victorian campaigning with Sweltering Cities, how long you all been in operation and how many on the team there?
Yeah, so we've been in operation for 4 years.
Okay.
So Emma Bacon, who's the founder of Sweltering Cities, she looked around, you know, in 2020, and she realized that there was no specific organization that was talking exclusively about heat and the really severe health impacts that she saw people around her experiencing from the heat.
Yes.
So she started up Sweltering Cities, and now we're a team of, I want to say six, but my math is often wrong, but we're a small team of six now, and we are...
But big hearts and a go-get attitude. Six small team, but a very active team.
Yeah, a very active team, and a lot of our impact comes from the incredible responsiveness of the communities that we're working alongside, you know, because it is the communities that are living in poorly built houses, living in hot suburbs and hot homes that are at the front lines of heat impacts, and they're the ones that have the solutions for how we're going to.
Okay, the fact we're having a yarn here on First Nation Radio Station, a national program, governments do listen to our yarn, so look, a very important conversation, and the governments are listening. So, Sophie, thank you very much. Please do keep in touch, and have a cool day, my sister.
Will do. Stay safe and cool. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks to all the listeners as well. Have a lovely day.
All the best, Sophie. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you later.
Adela Yande, Sophie Emder, her name is, the Victorian campaigner with Sweltering Cities. And a new survey from Sweltering City has revealed the seriousness impact that this summer has had on Australians' health. And 2024 summer survey received more than 2,300 responses from people reporting their experiences of heat over the summer. And so we need to do what we need to do to protect, especially our elders, in regard to the heat. And look, it's a very important conversation. People are dying in their houses because of the situation, you know, and health is deteriorating because of the so-called situation that people are in. But if you look at it, there are some easy solutions to it. Great talking to Sophie Emder, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, with Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.